But I can't ever see you wanting to fight Logan. Maybe Logan wanted to fight you. I don't know. But I can't see it happening.
Is there any discussions of future fights?
There's some ideas. Yeah, there's some ideas.
Are you still a Drake fan even though he bet against you?
You shouldn't have a podcast. It's just too real. Like, I can't keep things real. It's ruining my relationship with my brother. This is not what I'm supposed to be doing.
Then why are you doing this?
You're really walking off set, bro.
Is this working? Like, is this setup even working?
Yeah.
Like, do we even have a podcast?
Welcome to the Jank Podcast.
Expect the least.
Yeah. If you have low expectations and then something good happens, then you're like, wow, that was great. But if you have high expectations and something good happens, then you're like, that was average. Like, that was terrible.
Yeah. So like, lower them as low as possible. Like,
yeah, that's how you should live your life. You should wake up full of gratitude and expect nothing.
Yeah, I'm breaking out. So I'm very insecure, and I'm gonna be projecting this entire episode. So,
yo, don't ruin the house, Gus. Film is
real nice, Gus.
Bro, what is he doing?
So to start this episode off, I'm gonna think of some things that we should probably not perpetuate, and then I'm gonna bring them up because from my own clip outs, I'm gonna instigate.
So what, you're trying to get clip outs out of this episode, or what are you trying to say?
So I think that we're instigators and clout chasers.
You were instigating a bit. I feel like it was. I know why. I understand why. But it was a bit.
It's not instigating.
What was he instigating
in the last episode?
See, the problem with that is Logan. On the outside looking in, yes, but like I spend my every waking day 27 hours out of a day with you guys. And
wait, what?
Yeah. It's some new shit going on. Yeah, I identify as 27 hours in a day.
Oh, we have to respect it.
Right.
Absolutely. See, they don't know the like ins and outs and like what really is happening behind the scenes and off camera. So it's like when we speak about it and we don't give enough clarity, they're like, oh, he's instigating. But like, it's not at all.
Well, that's the problem with all of this shit and like podcasts and even just like
Twitter.
Yeah, I
don't know shit.
Like people trying to assess someone off of like 180 characters. Like people even just trying to assess anyone based off of like a podcast, like 1 hour of someone's whole entire existence and life. And we're like doing our best to summarize here, missing points and telling a story that we can't even like fully tell a lot of the times.
But the problem is they take it and they run with it and they're so sure they just know everything. Like it's like, oh, yep, I figured it all out. Like even down to you and your brother going through a real issue, and I'm sorry to bring it up, don't want to perpetuate, but motherfuckers are in the comments like, oh, this is all a build up for a upcoming massive fight between Jake and Logan.
We're not fighting.
I don't ever see you.
People
wanting...
really think we're marketing a fight. That is crazy.
They're giving you more credit than you deserve because that'd be genius fucking marketing. But it's really just the downfall of your relationship.
Yeah,
they're like these guys are so smart.
Like,
we're
like
crying. These Hollywood actor guys are so lucrative and like you're at home literally just fucked up. Like I can't ever see you wanting to fight Logan. Maybe Logan wanted to fight you. I don't know, but I can't see it happening.
No, we're not marketing a fight.
Fuck no.
And that would be better. I wish you were marketing a fight.
Yeah.
Because then it would be like fake, and then that'd be great. All right. So I announced it earlier this week on my channels, but I am heading to the Bills Jets game for Monday Night Football. I'm super excited, and I'm giving away a Rolex to one of y'all. All you have to do is make a Better Picks lineup for the Bills versus Jets game. Download Better, make a Better Picks lineup, and send a screenshot of it in the Better Picks Discord. I will be picking one person who does this to win the Rolex at halftime. So download Better, make a Better Picks lineup for Bills versus Jets Monday Night Football, screenshot it, put it in the Better Picks Discord, and one of you is gonna win a Rolex. Go, link is in the description.
You want that Rolex, cuz?
Go do it.
You haven't really done anything like in the past few years.
Yeah, I haven't done anything in anything.
Yeah,
I'm
really,
worthless.
Yeah, right now you really.
Yeah, guys,
are.
Welcome back to BS with Jake Paul.
Live
from the Netherlands. Let's give it up for the Netherlands. All right. Yes. Huge shout out to the Netherlands.
Did you know that I looked up fun facts about the Netherlands right before
Babe,
this?
Jutta just flipped me off from behind the camera.
I said Gezellig.
Jutta is sick right now. Otherwise, we would have her as a guest on this show because I love her. But yeah, man, we're here. We're back live.
Yeah, fuck my fun fact, right?
What was your fun fact?
That Dutch people are the tallest people in the world.
actually.
I'm the one who told you that.
No, I just looked it up 30 seconds ago, but maybe you did. I don't listen like to you when you speak. Like, but you have to understand that most of the time when you talk to me, I don't listen.
Oh, perfect.
I felt like I had Dutch in me. Like, I never realized, like, because, like, bro, I know I'm, like, tall.
You're not tall.
Yeah, what are you talking about? Yeah, I know I'm just, like, a fucking, like, a skyscraper, but.
No, like, you know, like, y'all see me duck when I walk into, like, rooms and shit. Like, I thought it was just, like, proportions on doors weren't like built right, but I knew I had some Dutch in me.
There's no Dutch in you at all.
You do look pretty Dutch. You look like a lot of people here, actually.
See, that's crazy.
And I fuck with you because you tell the truth.
Yeah, very similar.
And like, we're a team. Mm-hmm. We should like go against him.
Mm-hmm. What? Why you guys gotta lie? Tell the viewers the truth.
I don't like when you yell at me.
Bro, I keep looking at your shirt, and all I can think of is Usyk because it looks just like him.
It looks like a skinny Usyk with black hair.
Just like him. We went to Poland. We're like he said, we're in the Netherlands. We flew to Poland the other day for the Usyk fight. Very controversial. That is fucking ridiculous because it really looks like him. Very controversial win for Usyk.
Yeah. It, wow. A lot of people are pissed off about it. Like
I'm on the below the belt side.
You're on the below the belt side?
Yeah, and you know, in no way am I a boxing purist at all. I am just a back burner consumer. But, you know, from what I saw, in my humble opinion, it was definitely below the belt.
I'm on the there's a lot of close calls in boxing, and in the heat of the moment, whatever sometimes the referee decides is what the referee decides, and that's what happens for the rest of the match. And,
right.
And that's boxing, and got to move on and go with it. And, you know, in a stadium, everything punches flying everywhere. The refs saw from his angle that it was a low blow, called it that, and people got to move on and get over it. And he was the better fighter. Dubois, yes, landed that one shot that maybe would have hurt him, but Usyk was the better fighter by far. The better man won the fight.
Absolutely.
Dubois landed one good punch. Cool. The better man won the fight.
He was eating his body alive.
He landed a few good punches. And it's
do you think there's any bias involved, though, because you're cool with Usyk?
Like I said, but I didn't choose a side. I said the better man won.
He was a better man.
Maybe nine. They fight 10 times. Usyk wins 9, and Dubois lands that shot once.
I would say like 7.
The better man won. And I'm not saying whether it was a low blow or not. I'm saying what the referee called is what the referee called. It's like when I'm fighting Tommy Fury and I don't even punch him in the back of the head, and the ref's just like, you hit him in the back of the head. 1 point. No warning. It's like, what the fuck? Like, this, we have to deal with this.
Yeah.
So shit happens in the sport of boxing.
That's why the general rule of thumb is don't leave it up to the judges.
That's why the general rule of thumb is put it in the butt.
Put the thumb in the
that
butt.
Is the general.
Thumb in there, yeah.
Yeah.
I got catfished in Poland.
Yeah, you did while we were there. Speaking of thumbs and butts.
I didn't put no thumb and no butt. And nah, I'm not even going to talk about it.
Well, you can't just say that and then not Polish, talk about it.
A lot of people don't know I'm like 30% Polish.
Bro, shut up. Shut the fuck up.
What is,
where do you get off with this? Like, I'm Polish thing. You have like,
no, I'm
you have,
just
are you trying to like win
like
the Polish government like over or something? What the fuck is this? For every day that we've been here, he gets in the car in the morning. It's fucking 6 a.m. I'm tired. I haven't slept. He gets in the car. Guys, just so you know, I'm Polish. I don't care if you're fucking Irish.
He called his mom and asked if he was Polish, and she goes, and hangs up. You're not Polish.
I've never talked about this in my whole entire life until we were going to visit Poland.
Yeah, and now you won't stop talking
about it. Which is where my family
is
from.
You would.
No, I was in the newspaper in Poland, and they found my great grandmas and all this stuff, and like listed their names in there.
Is it like a task to like live a lie, or is it like just like?
It's like it also is it contagious? Maybe it's like a disease.
Bro, look at Jan Błachowicz, the UFC fighter. Look at his beard. And look at mine. Do a side by side. He's
but
Polish.
What do you want? Like, bro, do you want a congratulations or like?
No, I'm just saying it was just cool to see like where I was from, and I
feel like you're just clout
you're,
not,
you're from
like,
Ohio. Is where you're from? Get
where,
this out
like,
of your
I'm
brain
from,
that you're from
like,
here.
A long time ago. Like
you
my
are
family.
From Ohio.
My family's from. You know what, guys?
You've been jacking
fuck
Ohio
you.
Your whole life. Like,
and then niggas go to Poland.
Me and
you're
LeBron.
Like, no, I'm as Polish as a Polish hot dog. Nigga, no, you're not. You've never said you're. I've known you for 5 years. I've never heard anything about Polish.
Not never.
Nothing.
Yeah, because we were never going to Poland. I told Jutta.
Say it. Told you what?
I told her that I was Polish when we first met and stuff, but yeah, it's fine.
Convenient for you to say that because she's from nearby.
I will say, though, like, the reason I wanted to bring it up is because I'm pissed off that there's no ACs here in Europe.
I have an AC.
Yuta has a... The only AC. She kind of has an AC. Because she doesn't...
AC no, but over the whole... Like, how do you see an upstairs thing?
It feels
nice. Over the whole roof? No. No, she doesn't turn her AC on. She only puts it to about 74 degrees, which ooh, what? What's the point of having an AC if it's only 74 degrees?
My shit got to be on 60.
And the portion sizes, wherever you go to order food, are just super, super tiny.
Yeah, for
like, I, or maybe if you're an American,
it's normal, and we're obese Americans. That
I'm not obese,
but like, in culturally, I'm hungry. Culturally, we're just used to eating absurd portions.
You can't say that. Huh. Yeah, you could say you're not obese. Yeah, you're like tubby now, yeah, but nice. You were obese.
I was definitely obese.
But yeah, they probably have normal size portions for sure. But as an American, I'm just warning all my American fans that if you go to Europe, order two dishes.
As an American, you're gonna need your both. Dad used to make you eat pizza and milk, so I feel like we don't really have say on like portions.
Well, my dad
like,
is way more Polish than I am. He's like 45% Polish.
The European lifestyle in general, I'm a big fan of.
Yeah, I'm trying to
rent
a bike.
I think they got shit down here. I think they're, like, for example, their portion sizes are much smaller because they're not fat fucks like we are. Two, everybody is way more active. Everybody here is zipping around on bikes. Yep. Everyone.
I saw an old-ass lady, like, she was damn near dead. On she was riding a bike. I fuck with it. I like it. I want to rent me a bike. It's nice.
People are way happier here.
Way happier. Way
there's nicer. A bit more sense of a community, too. Like, people are really like corral together.
Yeah, no crime.
And I can wear my jewelry and walk around and not feel like
no I'm homeless people
get killed on Melrose place. Avenue.
That's not pretty sure with the jewelry one. Like,
the what?
With the watches and stuff.
You no, with my chains?
No, but it's the last time Jake brings his watches. Like, it wasn't...
Oh, yeah, in Poland. So I met a girl in Poland, and she was saying that if Americans walk around... It's very obvious that we're American. Like, they can tell just how we walk, how we dress, how we talk, everything. And that you can get targeted for crime for sure. She said, like, guns aren't very common. But, like, if you're an American guy walking around by yourself at night, you might get jumped.
I would just say there's less crime for, like...
If you ever see me in Poland, jump me. Please.
Tough guy here.
No, it's reasonable.
Why are you saying that?
Because I want to experience it.
You just want to feel something?
Yeah.
That's kind of what I've been going through a little.
Let's talk about that. I drank a couple nights ago, and I've been dealing with the repercussions, and I've come to the firm conclusion that alcohol is a fucking scam.
It's the biggest scam.
It is the biggest scam in the world. I drank. I had, like, moderate amounts of fun, and then for the next
we
two,
had a lot of
had
fun.
A great time. We did have a great fucking time.
So what are you guys saying?
It's been painful for me. I've been like fucked up. The hangover was terrible. I had like terrible, they call it anxiety after drinking. And you've been sober for like a year now.
Yeah, and I still get hella anxiety. So that shit's a scam too.
Mm. Yeah, but your anxiety is probably for like the better reasons than just like, oh, I drank too much and I'm in a alcohol induced coma and I want to.
You guys are like having fun in the moment.
Yeah, but then like after.
Yeah, but then you
like
pay
crazy.
For it. You're like borrowing fun from the next 3 days.
And then like they're like, all right, after we give you this fun, we get to bang you over your fucking head and it's just not worth it.
And for me, I feel like when I end up drinking, it's because I'm.
It's
in
because
an
you guys had a bet.
No, so
Let's talk about that. We have to go back to you getting catfished, which I don't think.
I don't think you got catfished.
I don't either.
I don't think you got catfished either.
I think you knew,
either.
And
I think
bet
you
unmatched her because you're embarrassed.
You were down bad.
I swear to God on my life. Bro, let me explain something to you guys. You can't do this, and you can't do this. You two know me weller than any people on this fucking planet, and there is nothing I won't tell you the fucking truth about. I fuck all the time. Go watch baseball. Hit foul balls. Hit weak shit. Not everything will be a home run. When you hit the home run, it's a sweet victory. I hit ugly bitches to balance my life out. It's okay. And I don't even want to say ugly women.
Well, this is
because
the first time
attraction is subjective. Me? I'm smacking weak shit all day. And let me explain something to you. The reason I know I got catfished, and I will stand on it to the day I die, the woman was already... moderately decent on Tinder. I'm like turning my head like, damn, this a bad night. Because I told y'all in the room, like, I'm about to hit some weak shit.
Yeah, you did
say that.
But when
the weak shit came, it was weaker than I could have ever expected.
Okay, well, this is the first time you've admitted to it.
No, bro. Yes, it is. I said it in the room. How is this the first time I admitted? And I go, yeah, I'm about to go hit some weak shit. It was 2 in the morning. It ain't nothing good out at 2 in the morning. And let me explain what the problem was. 4 out of 5 of her pictures was from the neck up. I should have knew. I should have knew.
So how did you get out of it?
Bro, so I'm in the room. Bitch trying to kiss.
But you
me.
Had to take her to the room.
Listen.
Adi caught you.
They didn't catch me.
Yeah, they caught you in 4K and you made them delete the video. Nigga, they got a video of you getting off the elevator.
Let me explain something to
you.
I told them niggas I will never go out sad like this because I'm a victim. I'm a victim. If it was by choice, it's like, yeah, caught me slipping. But I'm a victim. I'm not going out sad like this. Fuck no. There's no shot.
I wish we had the video my homeboy, so bad.
It's like if my homie filmed me getting jumped. Delete that shit. Like, what the fuck? No. But listen, hear me out. I'm in the room. She starts trying to kiss me. No, fuck that. I'm skipping over shit. I'm in the room, and she goes, ah, you look cute. I go, thank you. Verbatim on my grandmother. May her fucking soul rest in peace. She goes, I hope I look like my Tinder pics or some shit.
Oh, my God. She knows.
Yes. And that's when I was like, oh, wow. So you know.
That's
and I
ain't crazy.
Say nothing. I go, ha, ha, yeah, you look good. And I sit on the bed, and then she comes.
It is such a short-term plan to, like, use, like, really intense filters and, like, a bunch of makeup and, like, make yourself look like
bro,
somebody else.
Bro, she took the
because
picture
works,
from the neck
then what
up.
Do you do when you have to go to real
yeah,
life?
Yeah, it's like the whole anti-Teo situation.
Bro, that
so
shit
bizarre.
Really fucked me up.
I don't know
up.
Anything about that.
Do you know how crazy that is? Say, she goes, you look cute. I go, thank you. She goes, I hope I look like my Tinder pics. That's a scam. I got
yeah,
scammed.
Yeah, ladies. I guess guys too. I don't know if guys like catfish. I think
I don't maybe. Think guys do.
Nah, it's really? Some. It's like, some it's
there's
some
just got to be a better strategy though.
It's some folks that be catfishing. Niggas take pictures on 0.5 and so they can look taller and do all type of weird shit and whiten their teeth on Facetune and you get to them and
Marcos,
like,
I hope you're watching.
Wow,
take notes.
That's crazy.
Anyway, let me tell you my escape route. Boom, get to the room. Sit on the bed, sit next to me, start trying to kiss on me. And I'm like leaning off, but then I'm like, wait, I got to make it like slick. I can't make it obvious. So I'm like, I don't give a fuck who it is. I don't care what the situation is. A woman's comfortability is the most important thing to me in the entire world because I will not go out sad. Like a woman's comfortability is very important to me. So it's like, I can't like go out sad. So boom, I kissed this. But it was like quick, like, all right, get off me. But here's where the escape route comes. I go, let's just have sex.
Oh,
so she
no.
gets up, and then I'm like, oh, no, I don't have a condom. And she's like, no, it's okay. And I'm like, no, it's not. I'm it's not ready okay. to be a father. So I'm like, yeah, I can just call you Uber. And I called her a fucking Uber, and she skedaddled. And I rest my case as a victim.
I'm sorry that happened to you, man.
It's cool. It's okay. I'm all right. But I don't like when my homies, who know me well, look at me and say, nah, you wanted that. Because no.
Yeah, but that's not out of character for you.
It is.
But why wouldn't you just let us like see the video?
I felt like my homies were against me. Because I'm already in a terrible situation, and they know it. They can see the dread. Yes.
Real quick, before we knew you were in a terrible situation, we didn't know.
But when I walked in the elevator, what look was on my face?
We were recording like we're going to catch him on some bullshit. We
I
were
know,
just
but
the feeling,
it was like, bro, it's like I just got shot and the homie go live, like, hey, yeah, like, bro, what? I'm fucked up right now. Help me, like, get out of this. It was like, bro, I'm not going up because I wouldn't do that to you. I wouldn't do that to any of my no chance.
Nah, the way you just walked out of the elevator though looked like you're up to something. Where you're like,
Nick, you said where you about to go, and I looked at you and go,
you're like.
I gave you the look, and you know. And it just, I got falsely advertised. I bought the wrong product.
We have these new Celsius flavors here.
Yeah, what the fuck is going
on here? They're the new Celsius that's dropping. And this is like a test flavor. The CEO, John, I had dinner with him, and he wanted us to test out the new flavors. This is like a new line that's coming soon. With Celsius, there's going to be all different ingredients in it.
I got blue.
I got dragon. Let's see. It's so smooth. That the smooth flavors of Celsius is like my favorite part.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, there are some amazing flavors.
This is the best flavor I've ever had.
Yeah.
I swear to God.
This is really good.
All right, I got mango.
It's so like, you wouldn't expect this
I
is like.
I swear to God, this is the best flavor. Blue, look how blue is crazy.
Damn.
Coming soon. John, I think we all highly approve. I can't wait for you guys to be able to try this. It's coming later on this year. I'm going to be sipping this throughout the episode.
When's the last time you were sad? Like, really sad.
I mean, what the fuck are we doing right now?
Yeah, what the fuck?
It's not depressing. I just want to know when the last time you were fucking, like, really fucked up was mental.
When's the last time you cried and felt worthless?
I would not sad, but, like, mad. I think I experience mad more often than sad. Right. And I'm fucking mad at, like, the state of the world. I think that's why we're, like, every time we sit down and, like, I mean, even in our, all, when there's no podcast or anything, we're always talking about these issues, like, endless times 10. But, bro, like, I see this shit on fucking Twitter today or X, and this shit just fucking pisses me off, bro. Uh-oh. Watch this fucking video. Look, there's these climate change activists blocking this road like some fucking idiots. Like, they got tubes. Their hands are connected by tubes. And this cop, sheriff, whatever he is, highway patrol, deals with this such like a fucking boss, and mad respect to this guy blocking a fucking road to protest climate change.
Yeah,
I keep on seeing videos like this and these protesters throwing shit on walls and gluing their hands to the floor, and it is so stupid. And these people think that they're like onto some beautiful thing here and that they're doing anything to save the world and to make a difference in the world. But these people they don't have solar panels in their house. They're using electricity. These people aren't living green lives. These people aren't doing anything all natural. I guarantee it. Let's go look up all the shit. Let's go visit their houses.
I can't directly agree because I am not as educated as I would like to be.
Yes, there's hella emissions. Yes, there's too much carbon dioxide. Yes, we need to have a cleaner footprint. But this is not the way to go about it, is to say that there's climate change. We know nothing about our climate. We have been on this earth for 0.00001% of its fucking existence. We don't know shit about the fucking climate.
Yeah, gluing your hand to the
these people are wasting their fucking time. Go get a job. Go stop fucking being so dumb. Like, what are you doing with your life? Blocking a road. People are trying to get to work. People have lives. What if there's an emergency situation? You're blocking a road talk about climate change, which we don't know anything about. Let me put it in fucking perspective. The ballpoint pen was created in 1938.
He's hot right now.
How were people writing before that? Wait.
So before that, we were recording the weather with some fucking ink on a feather, dog. And they're trying to sit here and tell us that we know all these things about the climate change. We don't know shit about our earth. We don't know the natural progression. There was a motherfucking ice age however many years ago. And yes, the earth since then has been getting hotter. Whoop-dee fucking do.
I like it. It's summertime. I got skinny.
So that's what I'm mad about. God damn, bro. We're just going to become a political podcast.
Yeah, what else we got,
spun back around. We
don't have shit,
dog. Let's talk about fucking pizza pockets or something.
Yeah, how was that Sean O'Malley fight?
That was like 4 weeks ago.
Shawnee Sean. Yeah,
that was like 4 weeks ago. Never. The news moves so fast. No one wants to talk about that anymore.
No, we should flash back because we all had our predictions for that too.
Yeah, and I said I bet you some money.
Yeah. Oh yeah, what you guys
not
bet
getting
like
that shit?
$3K or $5K? Or
something. Yeah, you're not getting a dollar out of me, brother. Sorry, not one red nickel. I was just betting off my heart. You fucked me up, Aljo. He did you bad. He was in there praying.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy.
You bet on him on the show.
Yeah, and he humiliated
me. I hate to say this, but I guess. Oh, no, Derek was wrong. Again, yeah, Derek was wrong.
When
he said he was betting on Aljo.
When is Derek going to box?
Who cares?
The people do. He's fucking viral.
Yeah, but he's just all talk. Like, literally all talk. And he keeps on creating these little, like, edits of like him hyping himself
it's
up, and then he doesn't
insane.
Do shit.
It's funny
it's,
as fuck. It's
he doesn't
like a,
do
it's
shit.
Like a,
he's
like
out of his mind.
A fucking insane. It's like giving a person in a mental hospital.
That's what I'm saying.
Laptop.
I wouldn't be surprised if I saw Derek gluing his hand to the ground.
Okay, maybe not, but I think we should set him up.
I've been trying to. He doesn't. He wants set like him up this a fight, perfect like dream
just somebody
fight.
Somebody on the street, like just to like scare the fuck out of
him. I heard Sean O'Malley's like actually pissed at him. But really? Yeah, I don't know. But
no, but like just have somebody like shake him up and see if he'll like fight.
Yeah, but that's not the game that Derek is playing. He doesn't actually want to fight. He just wants to talk about
exactly.
it.
Exactly. So we just got to get him in 4K and in the madness. And
it's pretty funny. He's hilarious, bro. I just wonder how
much he weighs. Of it. Fucking 90 pounds wet with Timberlands on.
Speaking of betting, we weren't even speaking of betting. Were
yeah,
we
weren't speaking nope. of betting at all, but download Better Picks, please.
It is the first week that Better Picks is live for NFL Week 1. I couldn't be more excited. We have the best fantasy sports app, period, hands down, no pushes, 100 times multipliers, and you can play for Week 1. I like the Browns versus Bengals game. That's what I'm going to make some picks on. I'm taking Joe Burrow for more than 265.5 passing yards, and I'm taking Nick Chubb for more than 88.5 rushing yards.
Wow.
I'm feeling good about those good picks. Yeah. You guys can make some picks. 100 multiply your money if you can make the right picks. Download Better. It's the best fantasy sports app to play right now. Week 1, NFL. Go get Better Picks. Come on.
Absolutely.
Get that.
And you know that basketball is out end of October. Come tell my picks or fade my picks.
Yes, sir.
That's where I'm at. Y'all saw what I was hitting last year, basketball season. Don't look at me like I wasn't slamming six legs.
The thing about you is that you're very quiet, very, 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 very quiet when those picks don't hit, but you're very vocal.
No, I'm not. I'm stressing out when they don't hit, and I'm fucking running around the house panicking. You see, you guys create this picks. Like these ideas of me in your heads, and I don't like it. I'm not quiet when my picks don't hit.
Yeah, he's pretty honest with me. I talked to him more about it. He's like, damn, that shit didn't hit last night.
Mm. I'll be missing by like a half.
But you're definitely positive.
I swear to God, I'm super positive. Yes.
Oh, you've made more.
Yes,
than
absolutely.
Offers. That's good.
Yeah.
Did you see what Noah Lyles said about like the NBA teams?
Oh, he just got shit on so fucking bad. It's crazy. Like everyone in the league hates him.
Yeah. Well, who is he? By do you know who he is? I just seen him doing an interview. But
he's
like,
a
what?
Fucking idiot. Definitely. Like he's hated right now, bro. It's so bad.
What happened?
So Noah Lyles was doing some interview. Apparently, he's an athlete of some sort, and he was doing an interview, and he basically said, like, I don't know why these NBA teams get so excited when they win the championships. Like, they call themselves world champions. And then he goes, world champions of what? The United States? And for so many reasons, it is fucking absurd. This guy has lost his fucking mind. Yes. Like, there's like dozens of reasons why he's a fucking idiot, but it's just funny.
It's a big L. I don't even want to give that guy any more light on his little.
But for the first and foremost thing is like the NBA champions don't call themselves world champions. They just say that they're the NBA champions. Like nowhere on the TV screen, nowhere are they like, we're the world champion. Like it's just that they're the NBA finals champions.
And even if they were, let them have fun. They just fucking won something. You
but,
piece
well,
of shit.
No, I mean, like, I don't, but I think the point is that I don't even think people claim that.
Yeah, they don't. But like to just shut his fucking mouth.
Well, also in the United States, anytime they put together like a basketball team to go compete in the Olympics, they win gold every single time. And they've won it 16 times.
He's somebody that didn't get picked for something in his younger years of life. And he's like,
Noah, who hurt you?
Somebody hurt you. And therapy is really good.
They could be in the room with the climate change activists and Noah, throw Noah in there.
Start meditating before you do interviews.
Yeah. We're here for you, Noah.
Are you okay?
I'm sorry.
I feel like those like TikToks? When, like, they go viral when these, like, random kids are, like, sitting in their mom's basement with podcasts. And it's, like, they get clipped out. And then they're going viral because it's, like, the quote's, like, we should start a podcast, bro.
Yeah, that's just bullshit.
That's us.
No, this is definitely
us. We're live.
These two, we should call it with Tourette's. No, two white dudes with Tourette's two dudes with severe Tourette's and a homeboy.
Why did you decide today to classify me as white?
I decided today.
Why?
Yeah.
No, brother. This has been ongoing. You know you're white. I know you're white. The world knows you're white. The comments even be like, I like that new white guy.
They do say that. I know.
Also, really, actually?
Yeah.
But they, do they know that you're black?
I mean, I'm just as much white as I am black.
You're 50-50.
Yeah. Can I read my favorite comment that I saw on one of the episodes?
Yeah.
I think it was like...
Let's get into the comments from the people.
I'm like Logic.
Yeah, I really...
Brandon biracial.
Okay.
That's crazy. I should start talking about it more.
Yeah, you should. What were the struggles of being biracial?
Oh, it was tough. You know, actually, though, like, actually, literally, where I came, I was where I grew up, I was one of, like, the darkest people in my town. That's how white my town was.
Oh, I wouldn't have fit in there.
Not that dark.
This is my favorite comment from DDecchio77. Why is there a black dude on this podcast? Shouldn't he be in the fields? If anyone has any idea what's going on here, please educate me. Thank you.
That is just incredible.
I need y'all to be just a little bit nicer.
Just a, not like a big ass.
Like, yeah, no, I'm not asking for too much. It's not taxing. Just like, just a, like,
just don't call me a cotton picker.
Yeah, yeah, like, call me fat, something else. Just like, even I'm breaking out right now.
What's incredible is I guarantee that there is no personal information on that account. It's
no, a random account. Hate is always faceless, and I love it, and like, I thrive off of it. It's very fun, and
it would just be incredible. Like, I want to call him.
No, but like, the person who's commenting these things doesn't realize, like, I'm gonna get off of this and go have a blast and count.
Yeah, but also
somebody.
We laugh at like that. Just that,
yeah, no, it's great.
We love shit like that.
Great. Yeah, I think that guy's out of his mind.
And it's fucking sick because, like, I would comment some shit like that. So it's like, right on. But like, then
he would probably
be
like,
our friend.
Yeah.
But then there's the part of it where it's like, damn.
You should call him up.
This nigga definitely just commented that off his mom's Wi-Fi.
The reason he wouldn't be our friend is because he was like serious. And like, he was like, I'm going to get this
motherfucker.
It wasn't
a joke, yeah.
Yeah, like, I'm going to get off here and just count up some money and have a good time and live my life. And you should too. And you should get a job and maybe.
Don't glue your hand to the road.
Yeah, and this shirt is polyester, by the way.
Usyk special.
Yeah. Not cotton.
Usyk's a funny motherfucker, bro. My favorite part about that whole fight was the dance him and his team did after. It brightened my whole day up. They were in that bitch shucking and jiving.
Yeah, why aren't you like that after your fights?
I am when I get a stoppage, but like when I just win by decision, I'm kind of just like, well, that was whatever.
Yeah, like me, I've just been fucking knocking out people so long that now when I don't fucking flatline them, I just like regular.
Yeah,
like,
fuck you.
I'm just
is that
so
how
you,
I sound?
I'm just yes. so used
you
to,
asked
like,
me a question. I answered so it honestly,
to,
and now I'm
just,
getting made fun
I'm just
of.
So used to knocking people the fuck out that, like, when I just get, like, to decision, like, that shit is just regular to me. Like,
I've been fighting. Yeah, like, bro, fuck out of here.
Like, if I'm not Tyrone Woodley-ing a motherfucker, like, it's just, like, doesn't do it for me.
Yeah, I have high expectations for myself.
I have low expectations for the world.
Yeah, you're not taking your own advice. Earlier you said keep low expectations, mm-hmm. and then you'll exceed them and feel good about it.
Exactly.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Mm. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
We should start a podcast.
We just shouldn't have a podcast.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, no.
Because
we shouldn't.
It's just too real. Like, I can't keep things real. It's ruining my relationship with my brother. Whenever I keep things a buck, motherfuckers can't handle it, dog.
No one can handle it. You're forgetting. But you're also forgetting that when we had guests and we prepared for guests.
Here's the thing.
Things were great.
This is not what I'm supposed to be fucking doing.
Then why are you doing this?
Because you know what I am? I'm a truth teller. I will talk about the world and things going on and speak my fucking mind. But that maybe is too crazy for fucking people to fucking realize. And I'm just going to make
– I don't know, bro.
I think a lot of podcasters do shit and say shit to make people like them, okay?
Yeah,
I don't give a fuck. Basically, what I'm saying is, if I always am keeping it a buck, I think a lot of people are gonna fucking hate me. But I think also a lot of people will love me. But I think the problem is that everyone's starting to like me. So now I should just shut the fuck up and just let people like me.
I was thinking that earlier today when I woke up, I was like,
and this is the problem because all celebrities, like don't want to speak their mind because they don't want to be divisive and make certain people hate
okay,
them.
Okay, so listen.
So then I'm just stuck in this fucking rabbit race.
You've gone.
This is where I'm gonna make $1 billion and then fucking get the fuck off of this
bullshit.
You have
gone your entire career.
I'm sick of this shit.
Playing the villain role, and now there has been a leaf that has turned, and motherfuckers is starting to see the real you and starting to like you and enjoy you and understand you. How do you feel about that? Like, what's your course of action from this?
I don't care. I really don't care. That's the problem is because
and
no, I'm not
a podcast.
Piece of shit.
No, because I'm gonna be me. And if people, I'm at peace with me. Whether or not people
you
like
don't
me
get
or
me
not
started.
Has
fuck
no effect
you.
On my life and my happiness. And I think that's what people should live by.
I feel like we should interview DJ Khaled. He actually says the realest shit out of any person on this earth with
that
an audience and a voice. Do you know what he says?
What does
this
he say?
Is real life.
He's
that's
not
the
lying.
Realest shit you
that's
could
the
say.
Realest shit you could say.
Because this
he's
is
lying.
Real life.
This
is
real
life.
Yeah. That's what people
another
need to
one.
Out.
Like, he's nigga, he's so real. Like, think about that.
Yeah, he never lied. That's true.
This is real life.
You said you were interested in truth. You need to interview DJ Khaled.
Honestly.
That's a real truth.
I would be so down. I fuck with DJ Khaled.
Like, I really like how he goes about real life.
Yeah, this is real life. That's some real
and
shit.
And he leaves it there. He doesn't get too deep. He doesn't tell you why it's real life, which sides. There's no, like, there's no, it's just real life. So we recently learned that you silently helped FousiTube get into rehab and, you know, check them in and to help him get his mind right and introduce him to your therapist. Lovely therapist. I love you, Susie. You are amazing. What's your take on, like, all the shit that's, like, going on with him right now?
I don't really want to talk about it, to be honest. Like, it's just not my stuff to talk about publicly. And I just hope, I know he's in another facility right now, and I've been trying to contact him to no avail, but I just think everyone needs to like continue to uplift him. And I think he ran before he walked. It was like a 180 degree like life switch where like one moment you're in rehab, the next moment you're like the top streamer in the world going crazy. So
insane.
And it's tough, bro, because like he has the whole, not the whole world, but 70,000 people watching him have like a mental break. And there's literally a movie about this, bro. I forget what it's called. I think it's called Clickbait, where the concept of the movie is that, and this is like an exaggerated version of what I'm talking about here with Fousey, but the concept of the movie is that somebody takes somebody else hostage and then posts a video of them online being held hostage and says, if this video gets shared to a million people or whatever it is, I'll kill him. And then everybody starts sending it around because they're like, bro, this is so crazy. This guy's being held hostage and they're going to kill him if they get to a million views. And it's like a take on what probably would actually happen in real life if somebody was in that situation. Because it's like that situation where you know somebody's in harm's way, but you can't help but not look away. And people end up sending it to each other because it's funny, but it's at the expense of somebody who's literally having, I don't know, like, and I'm not saying he's a saint. He was doing like terrible shit and he was completely like wilding out completely. But like at the end of the day, you know it's somebody that's having a mental break. And it's like, it's kind of fucked because you're watching a train wreck.
Yep.
But yeah.
Yeah, I don't like to see anyone going through that. And it's tough. And
he was definitely doing buck wild shit that was like not okay at all. But yeah. But it's just
I just hope he I'm gonna speak to him, you know, at some point here when the time is ripe, when he's available to speak to, and hopefully give him some guidance. I don't think him doing media, and that's something he needs to like just like surround himself with like a group of friends and like get away for a second and reset.
That's easier said than done though, because like you said, it's people love to watch a train.
I'm not talking about other people. I'm talking about myself. I already invited him to Puerto Rico before to come hang out with all of us. I think that would be good for him. But
it'll change his life. I would hope.
Yeah. Yes, welcome back to BS with Jake Paul.
Yep.
Episode 20 something.
Let's kick it off.
Let's kick it off. We're not going to be divisive today.
Nope.
We're not going to be controversial.
Mm-mm.
We are not going to get angry.
No, we're not.
We are going to talk about subjects with
substance.
With substance and facts and no emotion.
Yep.
And just straight upness. And
we're going to do that too.
Yeah.
So make sure you enjoy the show and you just kick it.
All right, let's kick it off. First subject here is
peanuts on air. No. Big old fat people buying one seat on airplane. No.
This is absurd, this whole thing. This is absurd.
But I think we should let the viewers decide which episode do they like better, where we're off the rails like today, or where we're something else, where we're interviewing
guests. You can't even put that in because they not going to see the off the rails.
No, they are.
Oh, rats.
What was that little movie you just did?
Because I was on the rails.
Shutting up.
I love the Netherlands. I might move here.
I think people are happier here. It's really pleasant.
Yeah, it's very peaceful. I love the animals, nature. It's so beautiful. All the sheep and stuff on the side of the road and the cows, the horses, all the flowers everywhere. I love it here. We go kayaking down this river.
It's beautiful.
Me and you just sit in the garden.
More like a swamp.
Does this
but...
look like Jake and John?
Stop. That's crazy. You have to show the camera.
Yeah.
That's fucked up. I think those kids are hilarious.
He goes, I'm not going to kiss my twin because we're not the island boys.
Oh, hell no.
Good comedy. Good comedy. But yeah, I have enjoyed spending time in the Netherlands, and it's been very calm and peaceful, taking a lot of time to relax and just enjoying myself. Jutta makes amazing food for me on a daily basis, and she's the best. I love
you.
That's
sweet.
And it's so cool seeing her practice, like, and how much they love speed skating here. Like, it's so cool. It's literally their national sport. And just to see all the teams come together and practice and all the skills and coaches and everything behind it, it's an amazing sight. And they're fast.
They love you here, apparently.
Fast in person. Fast, way faster than the cameras.
It's crazy, huh?
Yeah.
All that training. Oh, apparently somebody went to like one of the restaurants near our hotel the other day, and they were like asking him questions about the restaurant, and then like the restaurant owner was like, "Yeah, like even Jutta Leerdam used to come here like once a week."
Yeah, it's crazy. I love it.
Oh shit.
She's the queen.
You were just talking about how you've been taking a nice break. Is there any discussions of future fights? Is that even something you're considering right
now? There's some ideas. Yeah, there's some ideas being.
Can you
tossed
talk about
around.
Anything?
No.
Are you sure?
I'm sure. That's why this is the worst episode in history.
No, this isn't. This is the best episode. And we're going to title it
the best episode we've
had
yet.
What not to say if you want to have a podcast in your basement.
That would not be clickbait.
Yeah.
Can we FaceTime Nate Diaz?
No.
I fuck with Nate Diaz. Bro, it's funny. I fuck with them like how I fuck with Usyk. They're just funny as hell. Like, just.
Yeah.
Does it hurt?
Oh, they're riding all that dick.
And they think we're dick riders in the comments, too. How does that feel?
I think I oppose to a lot of things Jake say more than I agree with them.
They're like, these two.
Actually, I don't think you agree with anything I say.
Well, I mean, to be fair, like. That's the crazy thing is that I usually do, but it's the devil's advocate. To make conversation, you bring up opposing viewpoints and then conversate from there. It's no fun. Nobody wants to hear people fucking agree all day. Oh, you're right, pal. Yeah, me
this.
Too.
We should all disagree for the next minute of the show. Ready?
Yeah, to see what you want to see what dick riding really looks like.
No, let's just agree on everything. All
right, let's go.
For the next minute. Ready?
Come in,
hold on. I'm gonna start my timer. 3, 2, 1. Agree.
All right. Yes, I literally agree. I was thinking that.
Yeah, bro. I was just thinking the other day, like, I love Jake Paul.
Bro, like,
I love the color. Yeah, I agree. But I love the color blue. So
oh, blue's my favorite color, bro. Blue. Bro, it's crazy that he just said blue's because, his favorite color because that's my favorite color. That's,
I agree with you, dude. Blue, it's
bro.
So good.
And like, bro, like the way you be doing blue, bro. That's,
yeah, you do blue like nobody else.
No, you guys
do blue.
Do blue like bro.
You
like,
be going crazy,
dude, thank
bro,
you.
Like,
I,
blue.
Dude, I'm in total agreement to that.
Bro, yeah. Like, and like, bro, like, I would just be fucking with like, just how like your yeah. take on things.
No,
bro,
I think you guys are like, you guys look really good sitting next to you.
Stop it. You bro, look
like,
good.
I agree. Bro, every I watch every episode back like 5 times. I just look at you the whole time. Like I try to like bro, I just think you look so good every,
yeah,
all the time.
Bro.
Dude, you guys are like probably the smartest, bestest people
no,
in the
you're
whole
the smartest.
World.
I was just thinking about
you
telling
guys
you
are
that.
The smartest, bestest
bro, you're like
people
the
in the
smartest
whole world.
YouTuber, bro. Like
dude, whatever you guys say, I'm saying yes to it.
Yeah.
Right. That's dude, what we do is just say yes.
Set me up, dog. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Thanks for paying us to say
yeah,
yes.
Dude, and like
we don't
honestly,
even have an off-camera friendship.
I couldn't even if you guys ever like said something to me that I didn't agree with, I couldn't. I like could, I just agree because you guys have a, just such a good way of
thinking. I
don't
have the heart to tell you.
Yeah, right.
Bro, yeah, like I just think
yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, like
yeah.
We just show up yeah. from different places yeah. for this podcast and just show up to
yep.
say yes.
Yuta yep. looks like she's just going to kill one of us.
That wasn't even a minute. That was only like 35 seconds.
It's like a fever dream. Just the worst. And it's just a nightmare.
Yeah.
I'm glad we're all in agreement, though.
Same.
Yeah, I agree.
This has been great.
I can't agree.
If it was opposite day.
Yeah.
So wait, we are in agreement?
No, actually, this is my last episode and I'm quitting.
Yeah, same. Well, I'm putting my 2 weeks notice, actually.
Okay, so we
should
do a
farewell
party. Nah,
y'all
should have
noticed 2 weeks ago that I just wasn't trying to do this shit, so that,
well, we
I'm
should,
quitting
is
today.
Is it your guys' last episode?
Yes.
Yeah, if I can do that instead of doing 2 weeks notice, that would be great just now.
Yeah,
just.
This is it.
So you guys are quitting the show.
Yes. I would much rather not do this.
Damn,
at least
we can have a civil discussion about this, you know,
and break apart.
No, there's
no
discussion to be made. I don't want to do this.
Okay,
anymore.
See, I won't say I'm quitting. I'll say I'm going on strike until your talent bookers quit.
Okay. I'm going on what I will call a permanent strike.
Yeah.
The kind where I never come back.
So you're done.
I'm quitting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was.
So wait,
that
was are you?
This shit was fun though.
Yeah. Are you quitting too?
I'm very indifferent about everything that goes on in life, so I'm going to say yes for now, but maybe change my mind later. But yeah, I'm quitting.
All right, well, it's been good, like...
It's been mediocre.
It's been, like, subpar.
I think it's been good.
Yeah, that's...
We've busted out a couple million view episodes, a couple of super, super big social viral clips. Well, I'm hostless.
Sorry about that.
So
I'm not.
Can you guys walk off set to make it like more dramatic, and then the like we could title
sure.
the episode like
no, but like
host co-host walk off set. You're really walking off set, bro.
This is just not fun anymore, brother. But it's been real.
But what is making you walk off set?
I just had to come back from my Celsius.
That was a good plug, that, yeah.
It's been real, brother.
I appreciate you guys. I lost both co-hosts. Damn. I don't know what this show is turning into. Impulsive. Losing all of our hosts. Babe, do you want to be a host?
I don't know. We can cuddle.
Yeah, we can cuddle. Come here, baby. I love you.
I love you.
Well, what did you think of the episode, babe?
I'm not sure if I like it.
Okay. Great.